Stock markets near an all-time high after lawmakers averted that debt crisis this week, but that doesn't mean that brinksmanship has been good for business. Several new studies show the political battles have seriously hurt companies and workers, and some economists estimate that over the past few years, partisan standoffs have cost hundreds of billions of dollars and close to a million jobs, NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Running a company is like driving a car. You need to be able to see what's coming down the road. And the dysfunction in Washington, that's created a fog. So driving in the fog, you kind of have to slow down. And that's basically what's been happening at thousands of companies around the country.
It's the uncertainty of not being able to plan for the future.
Bob Mosey is the chairman of the National Tooling and Machining Association. It's a trade group that drew hundreds of manufacturing companies to Boston this week for a conference. Mosey fears that Congress is just headed for another standoff.
They just kicked the can 3 months down the road. We're just going to be going through this again in 3 months.
Even though, yes, the government's open again, the CEOs here are not celebrating. Republicans and Democrats alike are worried that lawmakers still won't come together on at least the annual budget, let alone longer-term tax and entitlement reform. And this is doubly frustrating for many here because coming out of the recession, the high-end manufacturing industry was picking up.
Yeah, a lot of us were hiring like crazy. A lot of small manufacturing firms are still looking for skilled labor. But what this has done is it's just slowed down that whole need to hire more people.
Patrick Schrader is a vice president for Arundel Machine in the state of Maine. The company makes parts for military drones and submarines and all kinds of non-military equipment, too. But he wants to know where the government is going to make cuts, how drastic, how soon, which programs will survive. Dragging out these decisions hurts his business.
Right now, they're not giving any numbers of what they believe that future funding is going to be.
And as a result, Schrader's company has to play it safe and hunker down.
We have hiring on hold right now. Until we know what's going to happen, we're not looking to grow the company.
So if you take what Schrader's saying and multiply it by thousands of businesses, large and small, across the entire country, the ongoing deadlocks in Washington have to be taking a toll. Joel Pracken is the co-founder of the forecasting firm Macroeconomic Advisors. He says in the past few years, this short-term crisis-driven fiscal policy has stunted growth in the U.S. by hundreds of billions of dollars a year. And when it comes to jobs,
the unemployment rate is higher to the tune of about 900,000 jobs.
So according to Pracken, over the past 3 years, about a million more Americans would have jobs if things were working better in Washington. Back at the Manufacturers Conference, Grady Cope is the president of Riata Engineering and Machine Works in Englewood, Colorado. The company's doing well, and he's just added 5 workers. But Cope has had a $4 million SBA loan on hold with the government shutdown. That's a headache. And he's just seen these debt ceiling showdowns make his customers very nervous, and that hurts sales.
Our customers start wondering, well, do they need to hold back and not purchase? So there's a chain reaction, and we've seen it. It's a huge deal, but I hope Congress understands that they're playing with fire.
So one question going forward is, if politicians in Washington are having trouble working with and listening to each other, will they eventually start listening to CEOs around the country? Business leaders are now sending a pretty unified message. This ongoing dysfunction is hurting the U.S. economy. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.